An effort by Dell City leaders to challenge a commissioner is not moving forward. People against Turnpike expansion in the Norman area make their case to city leaders, and a new option in Kansas for women seeking abortions. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, August 21st. I'm Deborah Shar. A petition for a grand jury investigation into an Oklahoma County commissioner has failed. KGOU's Nick Daniels reports.
Dell City leaders say they submitted nearly 5,700 signatures on a petition last week to call for an investigation into County Commissioner Miles Davidson. However, the Oklahoma County Election Board certified just over 4,000. That's nearly 1,000 short of the required amount. The petition filed in June accused Davidson of corruption related to the selection of Southeast 15th and Grand as the potential location for the new Oklahoma County Jail. Davidson called the petition an ignorant distraction in a statement. Meanwhile, Dell City Mayor Floyd Eason questioned the formula used to determine the required number of signatures. State election officials now have 7 days to verify the signature count. I'm Nick Daniels.
The Norman City Council heard from anti-turnpike advocates on Tuesday. The discussion was in response to last week's postponement of a vote on a resolution with the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority. KGOU's Hannah France has this update.
In a study session on Tuesday, the Norman City Council heard presentations from Pike Off OTA President Amy Serrato and attorney Rob Norman. They focused on their concerns about OTA's previous dealings with other municipalities, the homes to be lost to eminent domain, and potential pollution to Lake Thunderbird.
If you decide by the end of this that you really want to do a resolution, then I want to make it clear that we should reaffirm the city's opposition to the turnpikes while still preparing for the possibility of a turnpike.
During discussion of how to craft a resolution with the OTA without declaring support, Interim City Attorney Rick Knighton said a resolution is a statement of the council's opinion and is not a legally binding contract. The council is set to vote on the resolution next week on August 27th. I'm Hannah France.
The director of the Oklahoma Human Services Department is stepping down. Deborah Shropshire announced Tuesday her last day at the agency will be September 13th. Shropshire has served as director of the agency since January 2023 and has worked at the agency since 2014. The governor appointed Shropshire to her role as director and will choose her successor. A new Planned Parenthood clinic opened Monday in southeast Kansas. This provides another option for reproductive care in nearby states with abortion bans like Oklahoma. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports the clinic has started providing medication abortions and will phase in surgical care for pregnancies up to 15 weeks.
Emily Wales, the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Great Plains, says the clinic in Pittsburgh, Kansas, was a response to the care needs of states impacted by the fall of Roe v. Wade. She says she expects the clinic will serve people from Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Texas, and Louisiana. The clinic is closer to places like Tulsa, Northwest Arkansas, and Southwest Missouri than the nonprofit's Wichita clinic.
It makes me sleep easier that we have Pittsburgh and it can be there to help Oklahomans in particular, but they shouldn't have to travel in the first place.
Wales says the clinic will integrate other services like STI testing and treatment, birth control, and cancer screenings, but it is currently focused on meeting the demand for abortion care. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
New from the Embedded podcast. Female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit-chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.